The punk band Bad Brains has been pretty quiet for the last several years, but a new live DVD recorded in 1982 should bring back these black rock pioneers, and their music has never been for the faint of heart. The film was shot on Christmas Eve at New York club CBGB. CB's was the kind of dark club with beer-sticky floors that small local acts could share the stage with current and future stars. As the club prepares to close its doors for good at the end of this month, the Bad Brains DVD gives us a chance to look back at CBGB's punk past. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports.
Lots of towns are vying for the title today, but back in the late 70s, there was no question. Washington, D.C. was the chocolate city. So much was black about that place. Even the shining stars of that city's world-class punk rock scene were four teenage brothers. They called their band Bad Brains. Led by Paul H.R. Hudson, the group got a quick rep for rocking stages with fuel-injected positive punk messages. But Bad Brains' rock velocity was sometimes hard to control. The group once refused to stop playing at a protest that D.C. police tried to close down. That got Bad Brains blacklisted and briefly shut out of the few area venues that would even host punk acts. So they headed to New York City and knocked on the door at CBGB, a Lower East Side club they played off and on in the past. The acronym means country, bluegrass, and blues. Bad Brains manager Anthony County says that by the end of the 70s, CBGB was home base for acts who'd moved far away from American roots music.
The high points of CBGB's were all punk rock. I mean, it was the Ramones, Blondie, Talking Heads. Bad Brains were the same kind of organic musical group.
CBGB founder and owner Hilly Kristal insisted on original music at his venue, and Bad Brains fit perfectly.
They're a wonderful band, so I guess they gave me a break, too, by playing here. We gave each other a break. They're great.
Oh, I was just grateful to be able to be employed.
Bad Brains lead singer HR says those first CBGB shows helped sustain and encourage his band.
And it was showing us how through group participation and us staying together, we can accomplish and make our dreams a reality.
Bad Brains were regulars at CBGB by 1982. On Christmas Eve that year, the club set up a holiday show that was meant to showcase a new, heavier form of punk rock that kids were just starting to call hardcore. Bad Brains headlined that show, and fortunately, CBGB welcomed a small camera crew in to capture Bad Brains at what Anthony County says was the top of their maximum rock game.
The band's intent was always to create a unity. By this point, it was really an absolute kind of thing. The band and its audience were really of one. I mean, HR walks on stage at the beginning of the whole DVD. And walks right off the stage into the audience and starts like, and he's in there for a minute or so, and he's back on stage just as the song hits. I mean, everybody knew I was there, and the band knew what they were doing, and here we go.
The new DVD, Bad Brains Live at CBGB 1982, also shows the group at a creative crossroads. Just a couple of years earlier, the punk kids watched the Jamaican reggae film Rockers and had also seen one of Bob Marley's last concerts in D.C. Anthony County describes the impact Jamaican music was having on the young black punks.
They realized that their roots were these roots as well. And that started them thinking in new directions. They started writing reggae songs, for one thing. And even though they were still writing punk rock.
County says the 82 Christmas Eve show marked the group's movement away from strictly hardcore music and deeper into roots reggae. And that night, Bad Brains flaunted the breadth of their talent, switching from high-speed punk grinds to dubbed-out roots thick with Rastafarian philosophy. Your children, yeah. The group's reggae sounded experimental, sometimes even awkward. The audience seemed to patiently tolerate the songs as if they were roots interludes between the music they really came to hear. What Bad Brains did best in 82 was hardcore punk. As HR flailed, kids jumped on the small stage, jumped on the singer, jumped on each other, and took flying leaps back into the crowd. It's easy to see there's lots of slam dancing, bodies going every which way. But what the uneven footage also makes you feel is lots and lots of sweat.
It's pretty hard to believe how hot it gets under those lights. We've recorded it. It's been above 130 and steamy, and the air starts running out. You have to keep in motion, or it's just going to knock you down anyway.
HR and the gang have an impressive amount of teenage stamina, and their musical precision keeps the band fist tight through all the heat and chaos. The singer says almost nothing to the crowd for the entire show. There's really no time to talk anyway. The expression on HR's face says it aches just to slow down. Anthony County says the nonstop onstage action in this film is an excellent snapshot of Bad Brain's positive mental attitude ideals.
There's an unrelenting spirit. There's a spirit of never give in that cuts through even the ability to stop and have any kind of self-reflection.
Look out there, mate!
We got that answer!
Look out there, we got that answer!
And the feel of this video is an exuberant moment of not backing down.
This disc isn't the best footage of Bad Brain shows. The shots are amateur, and the sound quality is sometimes muddy. But it's still valuable for fans who never got to see this influential band in their heyday. That's according to filmmaker James Spooner, who created the black rock and roll documentary Afropunk. He sifted through classic Bad Brains live film before. He says films like these are part of Bad Brains' legacy and could teach other black punks a valuable lesson.
Bad Brains never went out of their way to tell the world that they were black. They just did their thing in, like, the only way they knew how. A lot of black rockers are so caught up in making sure that they sound black that they don't let themselves shine, yet everyone sweats Bad Brains.
Soon after that Christmas Eve show, Bad Brains put out their first album, Rock for Light. After that, though, recording and touring was sporadic as band members broke off to pursue their own musical projects. They recently reunited to work on a new album. Last night, they wrapped up their last of three packed CBGB shows. When the club closes for good this Sunday, the Bad Brains DVD will truly be a punk slice of American rock history. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
You can watch clips from the DVD Bad Brains Live at CBGB 1982 and hear club owner Hilly Crystal look back on the venue's early days at our website, npr.org.